This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Using order in its loosest form, yeah. We do have to deal with our previous minutes and a couple things and talk about some summer study topics. So with that, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Cronin. Frericks.
Here.
Hoffman.
Here.
Kopp.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Shrimp.
Here.
Sly.
Here.
Sorensen.
Yeah.
Street.
Yeah.
Van Gerpen. Verschio.
Here.
Vanneman.
Here.
Bruner.
Here. Quorum's present. Minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Street, second by Shrimp.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. Motion carried. Let's just maybe have a little visit about summer study topics. You know, anything is on the table at this point. The e-board will, I'm sure, weigh everything and take into account what we have done in the past few years and what hasn't been talked about for a while and go from there. So, anybody? By the way, thank you guys for breakfast. It was really good. Fantastic. Thank you. Anybody else want the microphone while we're... Rick? Good muffins. You the muffin man.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Most of us are brand new to the Ag Committee, even if I've been around a few years. Are there any issues that are, you know, out there that have been kept, that haven't been in summer study that we need to be aware of if we haven't been here before, and most of us haven't. So
yeah.
Just curious what you're thinking. And
I don't know. You know, a few years ago we tried to do a tour of some ag facilities, and, you know, so when we pass these laws, rules, we kind of know what we're talking about, and It was the first leg went east, and we went to some hog confinement deals, and the newspapers met us before we even got the next day in, and with the, what was it, a stinkometer or whatever that Frank had, and it was meant, yes, that's it. It was meant to be educational and whatnot, and it kind of turned into a little bit of political stuff, so we didn't do it. And then, you know, we talked about it last year, maybe doing something out west, but it's just so hard to get anything scheduled, you know, to draw people in, and those, they were very good. I mean, we pulled in the DNR and Game Fish and actually took a bus, left from Pier and went out for a couple days, and it was very good, very educational, and I'd love to do it again, but I don't know when the time would be right, you know, But I don't know. You know, we've looked at so many things with the ethanol, we're not an island anymore. It seems like everything we do ties into something else, and you can study stuff to death, and if you've got no resolve to really do anything, it doesn't really change anything. But if there's anything that you guys feel that, you know, you're a little deficient in as far as your knowledge or working knowledge of any subjects, so now's really the time to speak up. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a full-blown summer study. Sometimes just something small can come together and work on a few things. So, Representative Versio.
Yeah, I have one. I'd like to know a lot more about mountain lions.
We'll catch you one. Prairie dogs and mountain lions. Coyotes.
Didn't we do a... was that a different review? They did Game Fish and Parks last year.
Yeah. What we did for the Game Fish was an agency review that every 10 years, every agency has to go through a full-blown review, and it was their turn, yeah. Like 3-4 years ago, the Ag Department went through one, but 2 years ago? Really? Seems like a long time ago. Grab a microphone if you've got a suggestion for a summer study or something like that.
Mr. Chairman, I don't really have a suggestion for a summer study, but you talked about doing tours, and I know that it's difficult to get you all together, but we have watershed projects around the state, mm-hmm. and we do tours in all of them. If you want to learn about some of the practices, like you're talking about the confinements or the manure management systems or some of the other systems we have running, we have tours in every part of the state that we can take you on and make you available. For example, we have Upper Snake Creek in your area. We have the Lewis and Clark down in the Winter area. We have Lower Big Sioux in the Sioux Falls area. We've got the Belle Fouche Project in Tom's area. Tom's been on that. Our Representative Bruner's been on a tour there. So we can actually help avail you of local tours that we already have available that have give you a good on-the-ground review of some of the projects and some of the activities where you talked about what you want to learn about those kinds of programs. Just an offer.
Okay. Yes, Representative Ferricks.
This one other area to think about is yeah. the energy systems or just energy as a whole. It's very broad, but yet I guess it could be taken a number of angles. But, of course, we have the pipelines that are working their way through the state. And then also, of course, if you look at the wind energy, and then there's still going to be the cellulose side for ethanol that's going to be building. So there's a lot of infrastructure on the energy side that will be coming to South Dakota. And I don't know what could be done for a summer study other than mainly to inform us so that way our landowners and those of us that are landowners are informed as well. I think there's going to be a lot of landowner rights issues that are still going to come out of many of these projects. And even though we want to see the projects proceed, it's a matter of making sure we do them fair because a lot of these companies are from out of state and need to make sure that we can trust all the information we're receiving.
Representative Street.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we've got a lot of West River folks and we've got a lot of East River folks. And if we could just, if anybody would be interested, Betty mentioned coming west. And that'd be wonderful, and I would extend the invitation to come east, whether it be on an energy tour or just a little mini tour of what you folks did. I joined that tour, by the way, a few years mm-hmm. ago when you were on that. We managed to leave Representative Sigistead at the granite quarries that day.
And he's still there.
And believe me, Jim Peterson and I are still hearing about it every time we see him. But I would extend the invitation back if anybody from way out west, like, well, Hoffman isn't quite as far out west, but, he's far enough.
Yeah.
But you folks want to come out and the northeast corner is my spot, and Oren's from the southeast, beautiful country. Yours is beautiful in a different way, but I'd extend the same invitation. We could sure... maybe do one summer and one the next, or, if this can possibly work out, just extend the invitation. Thank
you. Go ahead.
To piggyback on the energy thing, we have a project going on in Hill City with KL Industries. That's a locally or an in-state cellulosic ethanol manufacturer. They have a test plant up and running, and we also, of course, have PowerTech with the uranium mining and Edgemont. So those two things are not what you would see every day, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would be real interested in the uranium project down in the Edgemont area. That may be a very good summer study because of the way they get the uranium and the environmentalists that are working to try and get that stopped. Just study to see if there's any credibility to damaging the aquifer below the areas where they're extracting uranium.
I can see we've got a ton of great little ideas. We'll try to put something together and see if there's a time in particular when even an informal little tour or something like that. I'm sure the industry people are always always ready to inform us of what's going on, and I know some people down there that might, you know, if it was a weekend or something, or if we get a month of rainy weather where nobody can do anything in the fields, so might be a possibility. So I would just say, Angela, if the watershed projects, if there's any a time when you're giving a tour or anything, keep us on your email list, and it's good to go to those. It's very good. Representative Cronin.
I figured I better say something everybody else has. As far as the summer studies, I guess I don't really know of anything other than there was some comments made in one of our committees about carbon sequestration, and we're pretty heavy into cover crops and no-till farming, and we're right north here about 60 miles, and we have some of the best fishing in South Dakota at times. And I know Representative Shrimp would be more than happy to buy all of you a steak at Bob's. If you guys would like to come through sometime, you could tour our farm. We have a number of tours on our farm. A gentleman that's worked for my father, Daniel Forgey, has worked for our farm for about 41 years, and he goes to Europe and Russia to talk about no-till and carbon sequestration. And we'd be more than happy to have anyone come by at any time. And I might even line up some boats, and we'll go fishing, too. So thank you.
I don't know how many of you have been out to the experiment farm that Dwayne Beck manages out here. That was a great tour. That was about our first stop on that tour, and it was very worthwhile. Representative Sorensen.
I kind of like Representative Street's idea. Maybe, you know, 1 year a person could go West River, 1 year East River. One thing that I would like to do is tour. I have never toured an ethanol plant. I don't know, the factory at Brandon where they make propellers for wind turbines is on hold. The building's up, but I think the factory itself is on hold. But I know there's other places nearby, and we could go to where they make wind turbines. And then I'd like to go to a wind turbine farm. And then I really like the idea of going West River, and I think there's a lot of merit, you know, if we came by my area. I have something I'm real proud of, an International Harvester Museum, and I have a few John Deere pieces there too. But we could do something real cool, like have an evening supper on the farm and a hayride down through the Palisades Park that you've heard me talk about before that I'm so proud of. But there's so many neat things that we could do to, A, get a chance to learn more, and, B, get a chance to learn more about each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that I kind of like that idea.
Hold it. Representative Shrimp.
Yeah, if Mr. Representative Cronin comes and helps cook the steaks, I'll just make some at home. How about that? On the way up to Betty's, we can make some steaks at home and then go on up to Betty's.
I can do that.
Okay. What I think we're going to have in our area, we're working on 1,000 wind farms, 1,000 towers. We've got pretty much everything done, and it's coming right on the Dewey and Zeebo County border, which won't be done this year, of course. But it's really a big project. They say it's going to be the OPEC of the United States of the world. We're going to go to Denver with it, and we're going to go to Chicago with it. And we're writing the bylaws right now, so everybody wants to come to their ranch, come west. Me and Betty will show them a good time out west. So we'll grill some steaks. I live right on Highway 212, so don't have to
really
worry about
too.
What's that?
Really, me too.
Oh, do you do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I live right on 212, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck in the mud. So anyway, I think rights of people, I think, is going to be a big issue next year in legislature, because they're coming in from Spain and coming in from Ireland to build these farms. So we've got everything done but the bylaws, and then we're ready for some funding. And they say they don't need no funding, so they got their own money, and they don't need no state help or federal help. They want to do it themselves. So anyway, it's a good thing coming.
The only trick is getting all that power on the grid and getting it moved out of South Dakota, but that's a big deal.
It's going to come from out of North Dakota, and they're going to build the chargers, and they're going to build the grid system, so when everything's going to be done at once. So they figured 5 years. and it'll be $20,000 a tower per year is what the landowners are going to.
Wow.
And we're making it not a co-op, but it's we're all, everybody's together. We've got 400,000 acres all tied up already, so it's a big system, and the tribe is going to go with us. So anyway, it's a big project.
I know a few people in the electric industry that would love to give us tours and do stuff with the power plants and the whole work. So sounds good. Well, yes, Mr. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. I was kind of waiting for somebody to bring up that idea of energy, but this is there's an idea that the governor actually has proposed, and he wants to see it on his desk as in bill form next year. And basically what this does is it breaks the state down into six districts. And geographically, of course, placed, some will be larger. The southeast will be smaller. The northwest will be larger. But what this energy tax district distribution will do is all of the energy-producing companies, that property tax in that county, some of that dollar value will go to the state, and the rest will be equally distributed amongst all the cities, the governments, and the schools in that district. Thereby, one county, let's just say they put 1,000 wind turbines in one county or in four townships, someday alleviating the need for those people to ever pay property tax. In my mind, that's not a very good distribution of wealth. And if we got this going, what we do is some of this money going to the state would be for production and the purposes of expanding energy, whatever it is, whether it's wind, nuclear, coal. But when you look at $30 million coming into the state from pipelines alone, just pipeline value, and that property tax is $30 million every year when they get all of them built, the potential for this to actually increase everyone's revenue, decrease our total tax that we need to pay to keep the state operating is going to be huge. And the governor said he wants summer studies on this. He wants this in bill form next year. There's a lot of work that has to go into it, but that is something that we could look at, because the geographical lines are probably the only thing that we are going to really have a great say in. The taxation department's going to be putting that in. Of course, it has to be. It probably will go to could be a resolution that goes on the ballot. But it's an idea that I don't believe anyone's ever thought of. I don't know if there's any other state that's done it, but I'd really like to be the tick on the nose of the dog instead of the flea on the tail that gets wagged around after it gets done in 40 other states. So anyway, there you go. You got it. Thank you.
I'm just looking at the look on everybody's face when the tick on the nose of the dog instead of flea on. Go ahead.
Representative Hoffman, how many districts?
There'd be six is what the original plans look for, six districts. Could be seven, could be five, could be eight. That's, we still haven't looked at. You have to make them equal for the potential for property tax.
Equal in population?
No, equal in the value of the property tax coming from energy companies. Population has absolutely nothing to do with it. Although, I think a big selling point in all of this would be to get the people in the state to be for it. And when you take Union County and the Gorilla Project and you put Sioux Falls and the mass of voters in that district, you put those two together, and you get NextGen up at Walworth, you get the wind farms that are already in. The other part of this that has to be included into this is all of the energy producing companies today, that property tax revenue pretty much stays in that district or county, that county. We've got to grandfather those in slowly, say 10% a year, and increasing by 10% a year, where 5% stays of the 100% of the take right now from that company. 5% would then get sent to the state, 5% over the whole district. And the last year, of course, there would be 90% split, and the other 10% would be left in. But it's all workable. I mean, just take a rectangle and put six districts of equal size, and you pretty much got it.
Did you tie the brand board into that district thing?
So we tax energy instead of land.
Yeah, I think there's a name for that.
That we saying we tax
sharing energy. Your revenue with everybody. Socialism? Oh, I didn't say that, did I?
That we saying.
Put some. Put that in words so we can submit it as a
Like that was sign language.
Well, it was. Put it in words we can understand, so we that we can cipher. Put it in writing, yeah.
So where do you get the info on this?
Speaks English.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal in socialism. In some form, everyone in this country has been a part of a little bit of socialism ever since we first began the first tax and then sent it back out to the people.
Only if you voted for the
socialism. It's just how much socialism do you want? That's the question, sir. Thank you.
Or how much you'll accept. You trade a little bit of your freedoms for a little bit of security, and at some point it seems to be more important than freedoms.
One little more comment, Mr. Chairman. We've got it all broke down in what we're doing, what the state gets, what the landowner gets. And if a person don't have a tower on your land, that'll work over. So the person that don't have a tower is also going to get something. So we know what the county is getting, the school is getting, the towns are getting. We've got it all figured out. Thank you. A good start, anyway.
Thanks. Representative Cronin.
I got a question about that. If I'm not mistaken, those energy plants, ethanol, coal, wind energy, aren't those assessed centrally? I mean, that's not assessed by your local county assessor, is it? That's assessed centrally. And the pipeline. Okay. Thank you.
The other thing is, like the pipelines that come through, the energy they use to move the product, depending on how you're served. You know, when I look at the one coming down to the corner of the northwest part of the state, the huge pumps used to move the crude. If they're served by a Rural Electric, that's a real windfall for a because Rural Electrics pay a 2% gross receipts tax, so it's a real windfall for a local school district. And but it's also a biddable load, so it could be served by a investor-owned utility who is centrally assessed, doesn't pay the gross receipts tax. But so I think some of these school districts ought to wake up to that fact and get in the game too, because it's a huge deal for them. So, well, if there's nothing else, I would just say it's been an absolute pleasure, this committee. I had some early fears with 11 out of 13 that hadn't been in the Ag Committee before, and nine totally new legislators, but you guys have been very good to work with, and it took a few weeks, I think, for everybody to kind of feel the bottom with their feet. It's kind of like jumping in and not knowing how deep the pool is and knowing quite where to go. But we did a lot of good work this year, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with you all. So and staff also did a wonderful job, and I really appreciate the help. Representative Sorensen.
Just a couple of little rookie questions. Number one, will we all be back? Is it ever, do the membership or makeup committees ever change in the middle of this, like in the middle of a term from one year to the next, when there's no election in between?
Unless you die.
Okay. And convenient. That's why I took pictures, Tom. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. That's why I took pictures.
No, that's unless something changes as far as, you know, people get jobs, people move on and resign and whatever, but unless something like that happens, we'll be back, yeah.
Second question, the information that's in these booklets right here, mm-hmm. We have a lot of notes on there from our discussions and so forth. Is that the property of the state?
Oh, no, that's yours.
Okay.
Yep, and when you, Don, if you want to take it out of your notebook, or I don't even care if you take the notebook for that matter. Most of them are left behind, but everything that you were handed in here is, you know, part of your resource.
Okay.
Going forward, so you're certainly welcome to take advantage. And anything that you missed as far as handouts or whatnot, I'm sure the departments would be more than happy to help you out.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Trump,
I think we'll give yourself and our secretary and everybody that's working here a round of applause. You've done really a good job. In the past years that I've been here, off and on, I guess, say that way, I've never been on a committee where pretty much everybody works together. You don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. And with the chairman, I noticed all the way through he was that way. we worked for everybody. You didn't care what they was. So I think we should give you a big hand of applause.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. You know, this is the one committee that I really do work hard to keep the politics out of. We're all interested in producing food, protecting the land and the farmers and ranchers that are on it. And to me, that's the most important thing. You know, the party can stop at the door as far as I'm concerned. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. With that, no other comments, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion by Sorensen, second by Vanneman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Yeah.